The solar industry in the U.S. and Pennsylvania was shining bright with rapid growth and new domestic manufacturing to supply the industry's needs. That abruptly changed in early July when the Republican-controlled Congress passed President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant reports on what's happening with solar now.
25-year-old John Rogers hands a solar panel to his coworker, who hoists the 45-pound, 6-foot-long panel onto his shoulder and back and lugs it up a ladder to the roof of a house in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood. Rogers says it's been a busy summer for solar installation crews.
I mean, Squirrel Hill's been getting a lot more panels, but a lot of places have been getting a lot of panels, whether it's flat, steep, tall, you know, pretty short. If we could put panels on it, we most definitely will.
Even with the day's rain, the crew will complete this residential installation in less than one day. Their boss, Joe Morinville, who owns EIS Solar based in Pittsburgh, says since the One Big Beautiful Bill Act was signed by President Trump on July 4th, their phones are ringing off the hook. Old customers wanting to upgrade or add battery systems.
And there's all kinds of new customers coming in. I would say it's about 4x the amount of inquiry prior to the House bill. You know, now that it's passed, it's accelerating even further.
There's a rush because a 30% tax credit for residential solar projects is abruptly expiring at the end of this year. The credits were scheduled to run until 2032 under President Biden's landmark climate law, the Inflation Reduction Act. The Trump law also scraps tax breaks for larger scale solar projects early at the end of 2027. Morinville says he ramped up because of those tax breaks.
So we bought trucks, we hired people, we doubled our staff. You know, we grew in order to meet that demand.
Now Morinville expects many small local solar installers will go bankrupt because of the government's new message to the industry.
We don't need you guys anymore. You're done. You know, you're all canceled, right?
Solar critics say the industry should understand the ups and downs of politics. But President Trump isn't just rolling back the tax breaks. He's targeted the solar and wind industries in favor of natural gas, oil, and coal, offering the fossil fuels industry billions in handouts while putting up more and more roadblocks for renewable projects.
It's quite ironic that the president basically has called a 911 on an energy emergency, as he's called it, and essentially at the same time is destroying the fire department.
Sharon Piller is founder of the nonprofit Pennsylvania Solar Center. Energy bills are on the rise as electric grids in parts of the country voice concerns about demand outpacing supply. The PJM Regional Grid Operator, which includes Pennsylvania, this week paid record high prices for electricity. For consumers, this means bills could rise by up to 5%. PJM sees increasing demand from the growth of power-hungry data centers, artificial intelligence, and electrification. At the same time, the solar industry is booming. Along with energy storage batteries, it accounted for 81% of new energy generation capacity nationwide last year. In Pennsylvania, the Public Utilities Commission announced this week that the state doubled its solar generation capacity in just 17 months. With much more waiting for approval.
And we're seeing literally hundreds of schools, farms, businesses, nonprofits, municipalities going solar because it's saving so much money for them over a long period of time. So the investment is upfront in the technology, but those savings will accumulate over the lifetime of the solar system, which is 30 years or more.
Piller credits Biden-era tax incentives for the industry's leap and the job growth. There are now more than 4,200 solar jobs in Pennsylvania. She points to Pittsburgh-area companies like Eos Battery and Vitro Glass, which started making products for the solar industry. But she says the Big Beautiful Bill Act puts those jobs in jeopardy because investors and developers plan large-scale projects based on the expected tax breaks, which might not happen in the shortened time frame.
So the new bill that just passed, basically, I think the aim was to destroy the growth of renewable energy.
Diana Furchgott-Roth of the Heritage Foundation, the conservative think tank that published Project 2025, supports the rollbacks in the new law. She says renewable energy still relies on fossil fuels.
Because wind and solar, the components of those are made in China with coal-fired power plants. I mean, you cannot make a wind turbine without a high blast furnace that is generally run on coal. 70% of batteries are made in China. 70% of wind and solar components are made in China.
But Sean Gallagher says that's been changing. Gallagher of the Solar Energy Industry Association, a trade group, says Biden ushered in more than 200 factories making parts for the solar and battery industries in states like Texas, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina.
The irony of the reconciliation package is going to lead to factory closures and people losing their jobs in the very districts of the members of Congress who voted for the bill.
President Trump visited Pittsburgh in July for an energy summit, touting $90 billion in energy investments, largely focused on building natural gas and nuclear capacity to power data centers and AI. But Gallagher says nuclear projects can take decades to build, and natural gas plants also take time.
If you ordered the parts for a new natural gas power plant today, you'd have to wait 5 to 7 years to actually put that plant in service. In the meantime, you could build tens of thousands of megawatts of solar. And we're going to do less of that simply because this administration has put its thumb on the scale for older, dirtier forms of energy instead of taking advantage of everything that America has to offer.
Back in Squirrel Hill, the solar installation is wrapping up, and the company says homeowners who want the tax credits for panels and batteries need to get in line soon because there's a limit to how many projects they can complete by the end of the year. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.